Tim Crowley, welcome back to the show. Three of three. Today on Throwback Thursday. Loving the old jingle, aren't you? Little catchy tune. Fired up. Chris Lambert, thank you so much for the jingle. Let's get back to it, all right? If you're kind of tuning in and you're listening to this show, make sure you listen to the first two, dated today, April 16th, 2015. Or you'll be a little bit lost because I kind of set the table for the grand finale here. And where I left off on the previous show was something really cool happened as a result of making my success a priority, not using the excuse I don't have time. Look, I had three kids under the age of six, in 2007. I had a lot of pressure. You might even have more pressure than that. But if you're not willing to go through that type of fire, I'm convinced you're never going to be able to deal with adversity down the road. I get the question a lot with our baby Susan, who we're taking back to Children's Hospital today for her first checkup. So prayers are more than welcome that she is ahead of pace, that we can get her off this ventilator sooner than later, and that she's going to continue to thrive. I appreciate that. Also, when I think of how we're able to work this, we don't have a nurse. We're supposed to have a nurse, 36 hours a week. Our insurance is allowed to pay for that. But we haven't had one yet. She's been home 3 weeks, and quite honestly, we don't need one. We just don't. You know why? Because there's just a nurse at this point. We got such an awesome routine going. A nurse would just get in the way. But the reason we're hitting at such a high level, we'll take one, though. I mean, if the right person comes along, we're not idiots. We'll take one. But it's only got to be the right situation. It's just got to be the perfect individual. Really what we need is an extra set of hands more than we need somebody that's got a nursing background at this point. But the reason we hit at such a high level, I mean, we don't lose sleep over, having a girl here home now, our baby girl who requires 24-hour care, is because of all the choices that we've made, my wife and I, over the last 20 years, some good, some disastrous. Well, mainly my choices were disastrous. I mean, launching the Quiznos and losing it and going bankrupt, moving back to Pennsylvania, coming back, moving to New York, coming back, putting the family through all that stress and renovation and money going out and not enough money coming in and all that. It's just, that prepares you. I can't imagine, like, the whole theme of this Throwback Thursday, I just want to take you back to the year 2007, something really cool happened, but I can't imagine my life being anywhere near where it is now if I wouldn't have really developed that rhino skin, that rhinoceros skin. Nothing can penetrate it, man. A lot of things try, people, events, challenges come into your life, but nothing can penetrate the rhino skin that you're going to develop as a result of adversity that comes into your life. So don't try to run away from failure, because it'll always track you down. I'm telling you, man, it's like trying not to run a grizzly bear downhill. It always track you down. But then when it tracks you down, it smacks you up a little bit and it says, hey, learn this lesson and take this lesson with you when you try some other stuff down the road, okay? And then I'm going to let you go. I'm going to free you to go try something again, all right? So you don't try to run from adversity and failure, all right? It's just, it'll always catch you. You'll never outrun it. But boy, why would you want to? Why would you want to not learn valuable lessons in life? You don't learn lessons by never failing. I mean, what, are you kidding me? I don't know anybody in the world that's ever done that, and you don't either. But what happened as a result of creating that, just that one-hour CD and going into forums and promoting it to people for free in return for a testimonial gave me the courage then to start hosting the old-fashioned teleseminar, all right? Because I figured, hey, I got a message now. I got a product. I got a brand. And I wasn't even, my first thought was I was going to sell the CD, but I was thinking, seriously, I mean, how many of these would I have to sell at $47 to pay my bills every month? The email address of an individual, the prospect, the lead is way more valuable than a sale. You know, the old adage is it's $1 a month for every email you have that you can market to. If you got 1,000 emails, you should be making $1,000 a month, give or take, from your email list. So I was developing my email list. I was doing a little bit of paid advertising. I was doing a lot of posting online, free articles, forums, things like that. I was speaking in and around the Cincinnati area. That wasn't difficult to do. I mean, I'm trying to think. I mean, how many home business meetings are going on in your area if you have an entrepreneurial message? I mean, that's what I was really hitting hard is the local entrepreneurs here in Cincinnati and continuing to network, because your network creates your net worth. And that's a valuable lesson I learned early on as well. So when I was doing these teleseminars, I would tell people, go to everydaysaturday.com, put in your name and email, put in your name and email. And look, guys, I'm not hosting teleseminars back in 2007 with more than probably 5 people on them, 10 people. But here's the thing. You could make $5,000 a month with 10 people on a teleseminar. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, if you get the names and emails and start marketing to these people. I remember it was called the Every Day is Saturday Blueprint Teleseminar. And that's where I started selling thousands of dollars of coaching and consulting. And look, at that point in time, it didn't matter. I mean, I was blogging, podcasting. I would build your blog. I'd do your podcast. We could do personal development. I was building sales funnels at the time. You only got to stay, and I've told this 1,000 times, you only got to stay one trick ahead of the dog. I mean, these were people who were very smart, but they just didn't focus in the online world. I mean, no shame on them. That just wasn't their area of expertise, so they'd much rather pay me to do it. And I started making $1,000 here, $3,000 there, $4,000 there. And it started to become a nice little revenue stream by hosting these teleseminars because I had a product, a lead generation, the Every Day is Saturday CD, to gather their name and email. I said, go to everydaysaturday.com, guys, enter your name and email, and I want to send you my audio titled Every Day is Saturday. Absolutely free. I mean, there's no charge for it. And that was really, I think, back in 2007. I didn't get rich. I mean, I wasn't making a lot of money, but you don't need to make a lot of money to gain a lot of confidence. Wouldn't you agree? Like, my bills were still high. I got off that silly Cobra. I think I paid that for like 3 months. I said, the hell with it. I'll roll the dice. I mean, if I'm out, you know, somebody gets hit by a bus in the family and I'm out 100 G's, I'm out 100 G's. I mean, I don't know what to say. I don't really worry about them. So I know one thing. I'm not paying $1,500 a month for health insurance. That just ain't going to happen. And then we picked up a cheaper policy, like I mentioned, it was like $350 a month with a high deductible. It gave us a little bit of peace of mind. But, you know, I didn't have a lot of bills. I cut my bills down, actually, substantially. And I started gaining confidence. And there is just, I can't even, there's not, confidence and momentum. It's just, there's not much that can replace that when you're an entrepreneur trying to really go for your dream. If you want to gain confidence, you got to do something. I mean, you got to, I know your leg feels like it weighs 1,000 pounds, but you got to pick that big thing up and put it in front of the other. And then pick up your other foot and put it in front of the other. And you just got to start walking towards your dream. Because if you just stand in that quicksand, you're just a target. You're a target for bill collectors. You're a target for negative friends. You're a target for influence in the wrong direction. You're a target for apathy, for pity, for drama, all of that. You're just sitting there. You know, it's hard to hit a moving target. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, if you're moving, it's hard to hit you. So, like, I think about, like, if you're throwing a snowball in the wintertime at your friend when you were back, you were 8 years old, and if you lived in anywhere where there was snow, you'd have these snowball fights, and your friend would run away, and they'd be zigzagging, and you're like, hey, stand still, I can't hit you. Or throwing a water balloon or something. That's you, you know, running, and it's tough to hit that moving target. But if you stand in place, you're a target for everything bad, man. It's just nothing good. And why would you want to stand where you are? It doesn't make any sense. You know, it just makes absolutely no sense. So my goal for you on this Throwback Thursday is that you get back your mojo. You get back your momentum. You get back your dream. And you understand you are way more powerful than you give yourself credit for. Will you do that? Will you make a commitment? I want to hear from you. Oh, by the way, don't you dare stop this without leaving a 5-star rating on the iTunes platform for Every Day is Saturday. It just helps us get the show out, get the message out. Other people find it as well. Your 5-star rating is sincerely appreciated. It's your buddy, Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.